He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on December 20th, Monday. This is episode 113 of the Crypto Ballers podcast. Now, some would consider today pack drop eve. You know, Christmas Eve is coming in just a few days. Today's pack drop eve for all you NBA top shotters out there. We have two massive packs dropping tomorrow. That's right. One day, two premium packs. We have a rare and a legendary. We have the full pack list. We're going to be able to see every single player that you could get. And we got a sneak peek at what the challenges are going to be for each respective pack. So we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk a little bit about our Prize Pick partnership and our Prize Pick corner, the Gaia Marketplace. We have a lot of stuff to talk. We have a lot of stuff to get into. It's kind of overwhelming. So with that being said, let's cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, Panini, America NFT, and other NFT projects in general. We got it all covered over here, but today is going to be specifically about NBA Top Shot because we have two premium packs dropping tomorrow. All right, in less than 12 hours from the time of recording, we're already going to have our legendary Deck the Hoops drop. So we were able to compile the player list for both of the packs that are going to be dropping tomorrow. And we have some very interesting challenge awards. And dare I say, we have a challenge award out there that's going to be market valued probably over $15,000. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But before we get into all the NBA Top Shot stuff, I have to talk about, and I'm very excited to announce, our partnership with Prize Picks. Now, if you're not sure what Prize Picks is, if you're following us on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS, you've probably been seeing that we've been posting about it here and there over the weekend, maybe some screenshots of plays that we like. So here's the skinny on what Prize Picks actually is, in case you're not aware. So Prize Picks is a free to download app with the average score of 4.8 stars in the marketplace. Okay. Prize Picks is a multi-sport entry platform where, instead of building your lineup with a salary cap, you know, like DraftKings or FanDuel, you choose between 2 to 5 player props and you can win real cash, right? It's exciting stuff. Prize Picks has no DFS sharks. You don't have to worry about, you know, people mass entering 150 lineups in a big tournament. It's simply you versus the line. That's it. Now, here's an example of a play. I made this one yesterday. Okay. I was really proud of this one. I felt really good. I felt confident and strong that this bet would go 5 for 5. So here's the plays. And this will give you an example of how the player prop plays can be formed. So I had Leonard Fournette over 29.9 receiving yards. Check the box on that one. He went over. I had LeBron James over 3 free throws made. Check the box. He made like 8 of them. I had Russell Westbrook over 3 free throws made. Of course, you know, you put anything on Russell Westbrook's free throw ability or anything shooting in general, and he's probably going to hurt you. My guy went like 2 for 6 from the line, and he ended up losing it for me because he didn't go over 3 free throws. Made, shot plenty. He just had to make one more, but he couldn't get there. I had LaMelo Ball over 6.5 assists. He had 7, so he just squeaked in. And then the last player I had was a Christian Kirk over 50.5 receiving yards. I thought that was like the lock of all locks because, you know, there was no DeAndre Hopkins. So someone has to step up. And if I figured it'd be Christian Kirk, turns out it was. He ended up crushing that 50.5 line. Now, to go back, this was a 5-player play that I made, right? And Russell Westbrook didn't make it. So any other betting service you use, then the play's trash, right? Crinkle up your bet sheet and just throw it in the trash because you didn't get it perfectly. On Prize Picks, they have flex bets where you can actually afford to get one wrong. Okay, so if you make a 5-player prop play and you go 5 for 5, you'll get 10x whatever your bet is. Okay, so quick math for you people out there, maybe you've been out of school for a while, maybe you're in college as we speak, maybe you're driving to school or you're on your winter break. But some quick math for you, if you put $20 on this play and you go 5 for 5, what's 20 times 10? Yes. See, I don't know why your teacher's been talking all that shit. I really don't get it. So, right? So if you put 20 down, that pays out $200. You make $200 on a bet like this. And you heard the props that were included. They all seemed fairly easy to get. It would have went 5 for 5. Russell Westbrook, man, are you kidding me? 2 for 6? You can't make one more? You can't go 50% from the free throw line, bro? Anyway, so if you go 5 for 5 on your player props, you'll get 10x whatever you're buying is. You put $10 on it, you can win 100, 20, 200. If you're feeling good and you put $100 down, you can win 1,000. Okay, so it's really exciting. Now, if you go 4 for 5, like what my current bet, or not current bet, what yesterday's bet did, you don't lose it all. But it goes from 10x to 2x, so you can still double your money. This bet, for example, I had $20 on it, so I ended up making 40 bucks. I won $40 on the bet, and I got one wrong. All right, tell me another platform where you can afford to get a part of your bet wrong and you can still get paid. If you go 3 for 5, it pays out 0.4 your buy-in. Very exciting stuff. Download PrizePicks today and use promo code CryptoBallers, all one word, CryptoBallers, and you'll get a 100% deposit match on your first deposit. And any person that signs up for an account with this promo code, it helps out the CryptoBallers podcast greatly. So please go ahead and do so. And we're going to be incorporating a PrizePicks corner in the podcast to talk about some plays for the day, for our recording day, that we like. So you can follow along at home. You can feel free to at me on Twitter and let me know if you like the bet, if you don't like it, anything you'd change. And we can have some fun with this. All right. So another thing that I want to mention is that the Gaia Marketplace goes live today. If you don't know what that is, it is a flow-based marketplace where you might be familiar with it because Ballers, Project Ballers, B-A-L-L-E-R-Z, is going to be going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So you'll finally be able to buy or sell Ballers in the marketplace using your Dapper account. This is very exciting news. I know a lot of people were trying to get Ballers when they first launched and went live. And it was a very frustrating, hair-pulling, and annoying drop to take part of. Took absolutely forever. But for those of you that hung in, you were able to secure your Ballers for the low price tag of $200 of Dapper. Well, you're gonna, if you missed out on that drop, you're gonna be able to buy one in the marketplace today, which is exciting. Bad news is it's probably gonna cost, you know, way more than $200. So just keep that in mind. But I am looking forward to seeing these hefty transactions being placed. And it's probably going to result in a Twitter takeover where every time you check Twitter, you're probably going to see Ballers everywhere. If you've been following along with the community, the Ballers community is pretty nuts. Okay. So I fully expect at 5 p.m. Eastern, my feed to be loaded with Baller transactions. So keep an eye out on that. If you have your Ballers, are you going to buy? Are you buying today in the marketplace? Are you going to sell your Ballers today? Let me know at me at CryptoBallersTS. All right. Before we get into the deck to hoops and Metallic Gold Limited Edition player list and challenge awards, we're going to do our Prize Picks corner now. Why not? It's fresh, right? So I have a 5-player play that I'm liking. It's a mixture of NBA and NFL. So here's the play. And again, you can follow along at home. If you download PrizePicks, use promo code CryptoBallers, all one word, and you'll get a 100% deposit match. That's nice. Hey, let's do some more quick math for all you winter breakers out there, right? So if you deposit $20 using code CryptoBallers, then you'll have $40 to play with in your account. Not bad, right? If you put 50 down, you'll get an additional 50 of $100 to play with. Okay, so here's the play. I'm going to do my NFL. It's a 5-player. I got 2 football, 3 NBA. So I got a nice little mixture here. Not feeling saucy enough to use, you know, any NHL plays or soccer for that matter. You could do soccer. You can do gaming, like competitive gaming. You can even have, you know, guys in there. I know nothing about the competitive gaming scene, but they have a lot of that stuff. They have golf, hockey, NFL, and like they just have every sport you can imagine. Over the weekend, I made some European Women's League plays. All right, anyway, so we'll start off with the football. So I have Dalvin Cook, His projected rushing yards is 86.5. They're going against Chicago tonight at 8:15. I'm taking the over on the 86.5. Now, it's no secret that when Dalvin Cook is healthy, the Minnesota Vikings are going to give him the ball early and often. And in a game that is considered a must win against Chicago's defense, which has been struggling of late, I can just see Dalvin Cook getting handed the ball 20 times. You give Dalvin Cook the ball 20 times, you expect him to hit about 100 rushing yards. And he hasn't been involved that much in the passing game. They're really just ground and pounding it with Dalvin Cook at the moment. The last outing for Dalvin against Pittsburgh, he ended up rushing for 205 rushing yards, which is pretty wild. So getting a line at 86.5 against the Chicago Bears, I think that that's a pretty safe line. So I'm taking the over on Dalvin Cook. The next football bet, the next football play I have submitted is, let me go ahead and pull it up. Okay, here's another one that I really like a lot. So this is Hunter Renfro. They're going against the Cleveland Browns. Hunter Renfro, he has a receiving line of 74.5. The reason why I like it so much is listen to the last three games of receiving yards for Hunter Renfro. He's getting targeted a ton. So Hunter Renfro's receiving yards, the last three have been 134, 102, 117. Okay, so he's had three monstrous games in a row. He's going against a hurt Cleveland Browns defense. They should be able to move the ball fairly easily against that defense, I'd imagine. And the line of 74.5 for the number one target for a team, that just seems low to me. I am taking the over, didn't even hesitate. This was even more of a lock than the Dalvin Cook one was for me. So our NFLs, we're going Dalvin Cook over, and we're going Hunter Renfro over as well. Double overs. So then we go into the NBA side. So I'm going LaMelo Ball. His line for assists for the game tonight is six even. Okay, so you're going to need him to get seven. There's no half line, so there is a chance he finishes with six, which essentially will be a push on that player prop, and it'll just be removed from your play sheet. But I feel like six is still a low number for LaMelo Ball. He has the ball in his hands a lot. This will be his third game back from the whole COVID stuff. He's been averaging, you know, six plus assists since he's been back. He had 5 and 7. So the six is a really good line going against the Jazz. Should be a fast paced game. I'm going to take the over on LaMelo Ball assists at six. Next one is going to be Tyrese Haliburton. This is another assist play that I like a lot. Haliburton with De'Aaron Fox out of the lineup has been absolutely dominant. He's playing the role perfectly. He's not like the kind of guard that just takes a ton of shots. He loves getting his teammates involved. He really does everything. So his assist line is 7.5, which is kind of scary, right? When you hear Tyrese Haliburton and 7.5 assist line, that means he needs 8 assists to hit. It's a little intimidating, but ever since De'Aaron Fox has been out of the lineup, Tyrese Haliburton has gotten double-digit assists in each game. They're going against the Golden State Warriors. Yet another fast-paced, potentially high-scoring outing. I can see Tyrese Haliburton getting the 8 assists. That's more like a gut play. I feel like he can do it. Now, obviously, if the Golden State Warriors just come out and absolutely trounce the Kings, that could hurt. But the Kings are down, you know, quite a few players, so I think Haliburton is going to get burned anyway. The 7.5 assists might be a little risky. If it was 6.5, I'd like it a whole lot more. But 7.5, I'm willing to go in on that number. And the last play, this is number 5 for 5, is going to be Christian Wood. Now, Christian Wood, you know, big man for the Houston Texans. I have football on the brain right now. The Houston Rockets, they're going against the Chicago Bulls, okay? The Bulls, in theory, should absolutely pound the Rockets, okay? This game shouldn't even be a contest. The Chicago Bulls are currently double-digit favors already. So Christian Wood's line here is three-pointers made. His line for three-pointers made is sitting at 1.5, okay? I think that this game will be a blowout. Christian Wood, you know, he makes between like 1 and 2 three-pointers a game. So it's going to be a tight line, you know, right from the jump, right from the start of the first quarter. If he hits a three-pointer early, you're going to be swearing at your phone. You might even chuck it across the room. You're probably going to be pretty mad if he makes one early. But he very rarely goes over 2 three-pointers made. So I think I'm putting together blowout, and just he hasn't really done it. Plus, he's probably not going to have as many opportunities to do it. Then I feel pretty good about taking the under. So that's the play. Dalvin Cook over 86.5 rushing yards. Hunter Renfro over 74.5 receiving yards. LaMelo Ball over 6 assists. Tyrese Haliburton over 7.5 assists. and Christian Wood under 1.5 three-pointers made. If you're going to be playing along with us today, I'd love to see your screenshots of some plays that you're making, and then maybe we can talk about it, we can workshop it, and maybe we can work together and make some changes. Now, this is the bet. I'm leaving this one in the queue. I'm not going to submit it yet. I'm going to wait, you know, for some more news to come out. I might swap a player here or there. So make sure you're following along on Twitter at CryptoBallSTS, and you can see the final copy of what today's Prize Pick corner play is going to be. But right now, feeling pretty good about this one. If there's one that I feel the least confident in of the five, it would be the Halliburton 7.5 assists over. But good matchup, good opportunity for him with no De'Aaron Fox in the lineup still. So keep an eye out on that. Again, this was Price Picks Corner. Hopefully you enjoyed the segment. We're going to do this every time we record a new podcast. I think it's fun, a nice little mix, and I'd love to get input from the community, as I said. All right, so let's move on to Deck the Hoops. All right, so Deck the Hoops, legendary drop coming tomorrow. This is the one where you need an insanely high collector score, and the pack for the price is going to be $999. This drop is not going to be for everybody, but when you hear the player list and the challenges, it might persuade you to try to grab this pack tomorrow, because there is some unbelievable upside if you can get in on this drop. Hopefully with the rake back happening over the weekend, you have a little extra dapper balance and the Deck the Hoops won't be as hard for you to swing that hefty price tag of the pack. But let's jump into the player list. So now this is all 100% confirmed. You can take this to the bank. Here is the set list for the Deck the Hoops in S3. Now all of these moments are going to be limited edition to number to 55. Very, very low mint count on these moments, which is good. That means that the value on these is going to, you know, sustain and hold. They're going to be valuable moments, each of them. Now there is a couple in here that you can consider landmines. They're still going to sell because there's going to be challenges tied to them, but there's a couple when you open it and you get these players and you're just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Anyway, let's start at the top. Raise your hand when you hear the landmine players. Okay, I'm, you know, following along. If you're driving, at least keep one hand on the steering wheel. If you really don't like one of these guys, go ahead, put up two, but just use your knee to hold the steering wheel or something. You know what, leave a hand on the wheel. All right, if you're driving, you know, just you know, delegate the hand raising to your significant other or your kid in the back. Okay, when your wife hears the players, even she will probably be able to point out who the guy is that you're not gonna want. All right, let's start at the top. Kawhi Leonard, Dwight Howard. Now remember, these are from 2010. Okay, so these, like, when you hear Dwight Howard, we're not talking, you know, Lakers Dwight Howard. We're gonna be talking, you know, Orlando Magic Dwight Howard. All right, so Orlando Magic Dwight Howard, that's like Hall of Fame. He's going to make the Hall of Fame for his career, for his stint in Orlando. So try to keep that in mind. These moments are going to be coming from 2010. Okay, so Kawhi Leonard, Dwight Howard, JJ Redick, Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns, Dwayne Wade. Again, Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade, Dwayne Wade. This is going to be the most expensive moment in the entire set. Okay, we talked about it. We already alluded to this moment. It seems like it's going to be his over-the-head alley-oop pass to LeBron James coming down the middle of the paint. The famous, you know, picture that was taken of Dwayne Wade with, like, the arms out and LeBron James in the background coming down with the tomahawk down the middle. So if that's the moment that this is going to be, this is going to be the most expensive amongst the legendaries. It won't be the most expensive in the entire set because one of the challenges is definitely going to be worth more. But that Dwayne Wade is going to be the one that you're going to want out of this list. Now let's continue. Karl-Anthony Towns, Dwayne Wade, Patrick Beverley, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, and Kevin Garnett. Okay, so did you guys get the two landmine players correct? Let's go back. So the first one was JJ Redick. Okay, there's some JJ Redick fans out there. JJ Redick is a knockdown shooter. I have nothing against JJ Redick. In fact, shout out to JJ Redick. But when he's compared to these other guys on the list, it's not great. The next one is Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley is one of the most frustrating players to ever watch play the game of basketball. If he's not on your team, you probably despise the guy. If he's on your team, you probably love him, okay? But here's the thing. He can only be on one team. So the vast majority of people really don't like Patrick Beverley. So those are the two guys that you're going to hope to avoid if you get the Deck the Hoops drop. You're not going to want JJ Redick. You're not going to want Patrick Beverley. That being said, if you get this pack, if you're lucky enough to get the Deck the Hoops Legendary and you get one of those two landmine players, it's actually fine because they're going to be incorporated in one of these challenges, okay? And these challenges are going to be big money challenges. Now, we don't know the order of which of these challenges are going to start. We know that it's going to be one, and then when that one completes, it's going to be the other one. So here are the two. We're going to have a Derrick Rose challenge reward for Deck the Hoops, right? It's going to be from 2010. All right, so we're talking vintage Derrick Rose when he was at the peak of his career. The play type looks like it's going to be a mid-range jump shot. So it's kind of hard for me to try to pick one in particular for a mid-range jump shot that this moment could be. But Derrick Rose, you know, he's a fan favorite, popular guy. Everybody loves D. Rose. And in Chicago, like MVP caliber Derrick Rose, one of the most exciting players I've personally ever watched play basketball. So very excited about that challenge. And a lot, there's been a lot of buzz around the Derrick Rose. And I think it's because the Derrick Rose will be more manageable. It's still going to be a crazy expensive challenge, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be more manageable of a challenge than this next guy. The next guy, all right, going to have a Deck the Hoops Legendary Challenge reward is going to be LeBron James. King James himself. You know, he's the king of NBA Top Shot. All of his moments are the most valuable moments, and he's going to have a sub 55 mint count challenge award for the legendary Deck the Hoop set. This LeBron James is going to be astronomical, which again, if you can get into this drop and the legendary moment you get happens to be included in the LeBron James challenge, it's going to fetch you a hefty price tag. All right, so keep that in mind. There's going to be only like the whales, the powerhouses of NBA Top Shot trying to go in on this LeBron James challenge. Me and my team over here in the community, in fact, have been trying to figure out what the price point for this LeBron James is going to be. We know that the challenge itself is more than likely if you think about it, going to cost over $10,000 to complete. That wouldn't be a surprise at all. But how much would the LeBron James be fair market valued at? Will it be $20,000? Right? Is that high? Will it be $15,000? I think it's going to be more in the $20,000 range. And then that's wild to me. That's a very expensive moment. And to be honest, $20,000 for this LeBron James Challenge Award might even be on the low end. That might be a conservative guess. I'm very interested to see what this LeBron James Challenge moment is going to go for. Now, I'm just going to tell you guys right now, I will not be going in on it, okay? I probably won't even be lucky enough to get into the Deck the Hoops drop. If I do, there is not a snowball's chance in hell that I put down all this money to go in on the LeBron James challenge, especially this time of year. I get it, Deck the Hoops, Christmas time, it's great. But when you're a parent with kids, money isn't, you know, as loose these days. The wallet's a little tighter with all the Christmas presents and all that stuff. You gotta buy for the kids, you gotta buy for the wife. Got to buy for, you know, your parents-in-laws, you know, all your in-laws. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And you know how hard of a sell it is to explain to your significant other that, like, hey, I'm going to have to take some money out of the bank account because I need to drop a stackaroo on a legendary pack drop on NBA Top Shot. That doesn't fly. Imagine trying to say, hey, I'm going to have to take out a small loan so I can try to go on this LeBron James challenge. Not going to fly over here in the Crypto Ballers household. For you guys, it might be different. And if it is, if you are going on this challenge, I wish you, I'm sending as much positive vibes in Crypto Baller luck your way for you to get a very low single digit serial number on the LeBron James, because there's not going to be a lot of them. Okay. The max there can be is 55. It will not end with a 55 mint count. It will be lower. Could be in the 20s. I don't think it gets in the 30s. It's going to be a very expensive challenge. I think it could be in the 20s. Could you imagine getting like a number? Well, see, that's interesting, because if you get a number 23 serial number LeBron James challenge award, but he's on the Heat, on the Miami Heat, he wore number 6. If you got a number 23, that still has to have crazy value, right? Like, if you're a LeBron James collector, if you're a big whale collector, if you see a number 23 LeBron James, even if he's number 6, you go in on it. Because when you think LeBron James, you think 23. So that's interesting. So could there technically be kind of like two jersey matches for LeBron James? If you got a number 6, obviously that would match the Miami Heat. It would match the moment and be insanely expensive. But if you get a 23, you're not mad at that either. So Anyway, let's move on to the next drop, which is going to be the more affordable drop, the Metallic Gold Limited Edition Rare. Okay, now this full players list, again, is 100% good to go. So all the names you hear here. All right, for the holidays. So all the moments, all the players that you hear are, in fact, going to have the rare mint count 749 Metallic Gold Limited Edition moment. All right, and this one, there's actually going to be three challenges for, not two, three. And I think that's because there's 20, I think there's what? I think there's 21 moments in total for Metallic Gold, so that's a little weird. It'll be interesting to see how you need to piece together these challenges. So we'll start off with the regular moments, and then we'll talk about the challenges. So we're going to have, now keep in mind, these are all numbered to 749. We're going to have a Jordan Clarkson, CJ McCollum, Chris Paul, Joel Embiid, Franz Wagner, Cole Anthony, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeGuentz Dort, Julius Randle, Dillon Brooks, LeBron James, okay, LeBron again, that's going to be a big money one, Anthony Davis, Reggie Jackson, Miles Turner, Jordan Poole, Isaiah Stewart, Nikola Jokic, okay, another really big name, Lonzo Ball, Terry Rozier, Miles Bridges, and Marcus Smart. So obviously, if you get this pack, you are really shooting for the LeBron James, LBJ. You're definitely going to want that one. Outside of LeBron, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid will be probably number two and three. Jokic needs to be in there as well. Jokic was at the bottom of the list. That's why he wasn't involved as the first name in that group of two. So it's going to be LeBron, Jokic, Embiid, Anthony Davis. So there are some nice names, but there is way more landmines, way more players you're not very excited about in this drop. Now, the price is way cheaper than what the Deck the Hoops Legendary was. Deck the Hoops Legendary, $999. This one, the Metallic Gold, is only $89. Way cheaper. And this, again, will be pretty much a lock for a profitable pack. Now, let's talk about the challenge rewards. So the challenge rewards, now in no particular order, we're not sure what the order is of these challenges, how they're going to be rolled out, but we're going to have a Davion Mitchell rookie. So you're going to have the challenge award indicator. You're going to have a couple rookie badges on it as well. So that'll be pretty nice, right? A Davion Mitchell. Then we're also going to have a Chris Middleton and a Trae Young. I think Trae Young is going to be probably the best one. The Davion Mitchell might get the rookie bump. Either way, of the three, I think Middleton will probably be the least valuable, and then Davion will probably be second, and Trae Young will probably be first. There's going to be three challenges, way bigger player pool, and there's a couple big names in the set list for the Metallic Gold Limited Edition, so I think that's pretty exciting. Now, something to keep in mind, that these moments in the Metallic Gold Limited Edition pack will not be from 2010, okay? So these moments will be from the current season that's taking place. So we're talking about, you know, like 100-year-old LeBron James, which is still going to be crazy profitable. So I'm just throwing some shade at LeBron. Celtics fan, LeBron, he gets all the shade in the world. But all in all, though, for an $89 pack, we got a few rookies in here. We're going to have three challenges. We have some big names that you can get. So I think that this is going to be a really fun Metallic Gold drop. Now, I think that the line for this pack is going to be very long. Okay, we just had the rake back. Everyone just got extra Dapper thrown into their accounts. This is an $89 rare, and everyone is going to have like their feelers up. Their spidey senses are going to be tingling because there was a legendary drop right before this one. So everyone is going to have like Top Shot on the brain. A lot of people are going to miss out on the Deck to Hoops. And then what do you do if you miss out on it? You just fall back into the Metallic Gold Limited Edition that starts up right after. So I do think that there's going to be a crazy demand for the Metallic Gold Limited Edition, and it doesn't have a wild supply. There's only 13,000 packs available. So just keep that in mind. Hopefully, if you're out there listening, you can grab one of the two packs. Metallic Gold will definitely be the easier one to get and stomach for the price point. But the Deck the Hoops has some wild upside that we haven't had in a very long time. All right, that's going to do it for today's podcast. Make sure you go ahead, use promo code CryptoBallers, download Prize Picks. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes that'll bring you right to it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck on tomorrow's wild double premium pack drop day.